Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and this is The Peak Elevated, our bonus interviews that we do with our great guests. We have them here in the studio. They're all warmed up and ready to go, and then we run out of time. And so what I like to do is say, what didn't you say? What more is on your heart? Do you want to talk about something that you wouldn't talk about on the radio? I don't care. This is your time. So we have on today Terry Josiah Sharp. He is the CEO of Anthem Music Enterprises, also a father, combat veteran, inventor, and musician. And if you want to know more, listen to the segment that we did on, what is today, February 26th, 2024. But Terry Josiah... I asked him what he wanted to talk about, and he wants to get into things of culture, as we've been, you know, the whole program was about that and culture and things like that. But first, something I just didn't have time to ask on the air. Does Colorado, and I wish I had, does Colorado Springs have a sound as far as someone who's a music person and looking over the industry?
You know, I do. I do believe that it does have a sound. I absolutely do. I think that because of it being a melting pot and with everybody coming from different areas and having their own influences of music, and people have influences that I've never heard of, and I have influences that they've never heard of. And that type of blend lends to a very unique voice. Do we have a name for that voice yet? Probably not. I'm not exactly sure. I do know that for a lot of really strong, good impacting music, some jazz plays a good portion of that as a nice foundation, and I really believe that jazz is a huge contributor to the influence that we have here in this city and regionally, and because of that, I think maybe this urban classical type of sound, that's kind of like a little gem, because we have a band called the Urban Classic that brings together urban artists and classically trained musicians for a live show. And I really think like this urban but classical sound has really impacted this region in a way that hasn't impacted other areas.
Okay, now what about, you know, Western and country Western?
It's a big part. That's a huge piece.
Are you seeing that being infused into the modern music?
100%, yeah. Okay. And what's beautiful is that urban classic sound, urban doesn't necessarily mean like black culture, mm-hmm. right? Urban can be just like Western culture as well, even though there is this modern Western urban feel that is happening right now. With that, though, I think what's beautiful is that the music that we're hearing, there is this natural voice that is kind of taking shape, whether the genre is bluegrass that has like some jazz inspo behind it, or bluegrass with some hip hop inspiration mm-hmm. in it. It's just this fusion of sounds that's really coming out of here, and that fusion is starting to take shape right now.
Well, this makes a lot of sense, because whenever you bring people from all over the world, as everybody wants to live here, plus the military,
right,
and the history that we have here, that these come together, hopefully, in a creative way. So overall, how do you define the culture in Colorado Springs? You've been here 6 years, just about as much time as I have.
Yeah.
Being an outsider,
yes,
gives you a perspective, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, of what's going on in this
yeah.
place, and what's missing, and how do I break in, right? That's, I just realized no one was doing a local news talk radio show, so here I sit, because it was missing.
Right.
What is it that you've seen as someone who can't, Texas, but also...
Yeah, I did college in Texas.
But where were you born?
San Diego.
In San Diego. Yeah. Great, great place.
America's finest city.
You know, coming from there to here, mm-hmm. what do you see, and how have you been able to put words to describe what the culture is here?
One, I think everybody that we invite out and our first thoughts of when we landed here for the very first time is that just this area is just refreshing. You get off the airplane
it's
and it's
inspiringly beautiful.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Like everything about it. And when you have that, it's like, oh, well, who wouldn't want to live here? I remember when we first came out,
except if you're not here yet, we're closed. I just want to let you know we've reached maximum occupancy, so we're not inviting you to come here. This place is horrible. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I always have
it's
to.
Okay.
It's my anti-tourism. Not anti.
Yeah, yeah.
Tourism is fine. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nobody gets to move here anymore. Sorry. Okay, go on.
When we first came out here to visit, the people that brought us out there's some philanthropists that do incredible things for the city, and they. I remember very first day, the lady told me, she said, I would really love for you to move here. And I just, you know, this is my first day out here. I, you know, respectfully laughed, and I was like, I'm sorry. Like, you don't move from San Diego. You moved to San Diego. That's not a, and then, you know, they brought us out four different times over that year, from 2016 to 2017. And every single time, impact after impact after impact. And by the last trip, I'm telling my wife, like, there's no way that we can't move here. We have to. And so much, in fact, that the very next day from that conversation, we went and found a spot, moved 45 days later on huge leap of faith with nothing planned. And it's been really beautiful ever since. There is a large, now growing population that's happening, and don't mind if it slows down a little bit, of course. But also, I'm used to the military. So the military culture that's here is nice for me, and comforting and welcoming. I think it's one of the places with the largest amount of bases in the country. And so that's nice, though, you know, like I feel this sense of protection while being here. And then the culture, you know, I think they tried to scare me off when we were saying Colorado Springs. They said, oh, that's a Christian conservative capital of America. And I was like, oh, amazing. Like, that's, I don't hear that. And I think, like, oh, that's a horrible thing. When people try and make that seem like it's a horrible thing. But I think moving out here, I started to understand what they say, but even to the point, like, even in that group, it still feels a little bit siloed, which is why I love organizations like Cause I Love You, because they bring all the different churches together, all the different denominations. And it really is about community. And the biggest cultural piece that I believe that is happening in the city right now is, while we are large in geographical location or proximity, we still have this very small town mentality, meaning everybody really only wants to do what's best for the city. And when you have that, everything really becomes collaborative as opposed to competitive. And that's when the best things happen for a nice region.
So I want to ask you about racism, if you felt that here in town, to an extent that sure. You felt it other places. We're doing radio, so I'll just let you know. Terry Josiah is a black man.
With a color, big afro.
With a big, crazy haired afro we gotta yes. do. So you can look up pictures of him.
Everybody calls me Terry Josiah with the big hair.
And if you haven't figured out Terry Josiah, because in America, black people give themselves very, very interesting names in our country. So you may have figured that out already. But you know, have you felt it here in any real tangible way?
You know, honestly, no. And I think that to me speaks volumes to,
considering what is, we're like 85% white.
Yes,
here,
right? Exactly. Yeah. And I don't want to say the problem, but like, because it's not a problem, because I hear other people's experiences and I can't discredit that based on what they've gone through here. But I also, I can't necessarily agree with it, because I personally haven't seen it. I haven't been affected by it. I see ignorance every now and then.
That's,
you know,
everywhere
and,
in the world.
But
right?
That's any and everywhere. Right. So I'm not, that stuff is kind of like, I bypass that. You know, we had a Juneteenth event, and somebody's, you know, writing derogatory terms on different things to try and get people's attention, but like things like that. But outside of that, it really is. My interaction with the police have been incredible here. And that's not an easy thing to say for a black man in America. But in this city, like, I've had nothing but great interactions with the police. So,
okay. We have about 2 minutes left. I know you also wanted to mention that there is somewhat of a toxic culture within the music industry that is here. But I know you want to mention that, but also talk about overcoming it, because we're always
absolutely.
Hopeful. So talk about them.
You know, I think that it's just important that we as a people, as a creative industry, understand how to really do how to navigate this industry correctly and carefully, because there are sharks and people that are going to take advantage of your creativity, people that are going to use you and everything that you have and not really reciprocate that. And for us, like our job, everybody says industry. Oh yeah, we're in the creative industry, but like the industry is because there's an economy flowing through there. And so for us, like in 2023, I think we gave just about $30,000 away to the creative industry here by hiring videographers, photographers, musicians, artists for different entertaining acts that are happening throughout the city. That was 2023. Last year, I think it was 45 or 48 thousand that we were able to give away. There is an economy that is happening with the creative industry here. There is an industry that is here because of the economic ecosystem that is flowing. With that being said, you know, there are people that are in leadership positions that are trying to do the same thing, but they're taking advantage of the creative youth And our job is to also like watch out for that. So, you know, safeguard yourselves, make sure that everything that you're doing in the creative industry is can be checked, and there's checks and balances with that. And know that if you're really looking for a nice blueprint to navigate it, Anthem Music Enterprises has a really strong one for you.
You know, they say if you think that the movie industry is like corrupt and dirty, the music industry is so much
way
more
worse.
But
yeah.
Wonderfully, people like Terry Josiah are here to bring in, you know, a different culture to make it safer for people. And we invite you to check out AnthemMusicEnterprises.com, AnthemMusicEnterprises.com. Terry Josiah Sharp, CEO of Anthem Music, thank you for being on this bonus segment on The Peak Elevated.
Thank you so much.